Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here's the host of The Pleasure Zone, sensual movement artist, relationship and sex alchemist, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. And that's how I like to say it sometimes. So for those of you who are brand new to this show, you are stepping in on this is mild. We're not talking any crazy kinks tonight. For those of you who have heard of this show and you're like, hey, she talks about crazy stuff. Tonight we're talking about relationships and not the crazy stuff. The stuff and the fundamentals, the foundational stuff that you actually need to have a relationship, especially if you are having a relationship where you are going all kink level, it's always good to have the foundation down so that you can take it to those other levels. But that isn't the conversation today. We're talking about power couples, and I've got a guest on who has been on before. So if you like this episode, go back and listen to the other one with them. And also, if you like this episode, look at the description in whatever platform you're getting this from and find the link for Jeremy. And you can always book a 15-minute session with him so you can jump in and get on his coaching programs. And we'll talk a little bit about that after. So definitely look to the resources he offers. He has a lot of resources he offers as well, books on parenting and his coaching. And I'll let him talk a little bit about that a little later on. Jeremy Rodrick is a Kung Fu master, national and international champion. He's a two-time best-selling author, relationship mastery coach, and for over 28 years, he's been working with men, women, and children ages 3 to 94 on mindset, leadership, communication, personal safety, conflict resolution, and more. His approach to coaching blends martial arts and an ancient Chinese wisdom, psychology, hypnotherapy, and NLP to create huge, massive shifts in the hearts, minds, and lives of his clients. And by all means, if you are listening live and you want to come over to the chat room and ask Jeremy questions, pop on into the chat room. You can put some questions in there. But we're going to jump into the show to actually give you some information that might help you develop some questions, especially if you consider yourself to be in a power couple. And I think, Jeremy, so first, thank you for coming on and being willing to gift your time to the show and to the audience so they could know you a little bit more and, you know, have them see you and know you. And I love that you were willing to do that. And for this topic, you know, we were kind of playing around with some topics for this show. And for this particular topic, I thought it was an interesting title, because you'd mentioned in some of our chats about, you know, power couples. And I was like, well, I haven't really considered that there might be a difference between people who call themselves power couples and non-power couples. So I think if you could first explain to the audience what your definition of what a power couple is, so people can identify with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, I mean, I want to say thank you for being open to this conversation. Because yesterday was Father's Day, and, you know, does everybody get the things they want and need to excel and to thrive in their relationships, validation, appreciation? Yeah, not always. And, you know, that kind of, to me, that sparks this whole thing about the danger of, like, the power couple. And so, you know, the typical example, think about, like, the relationship goals that get thrown up on social media, they get thrown up in, you know, television shows and movies, and you've got the dynamic butt-kicking man who's out making stuff happen and making deals happen, and then the woman is also out in business and kicking butt and making things happen. And so we've got, like, these two, you know, high performance celebrities getting together, business entities getting together. You know, think of the like Selling Hollywood reality shows, where you've got the realtor like driven, gonna make it happen, making mad money. We play hard, we live hard, we drink hard, we party hard. Yeah! And there's so much of that energy of like this power couple dynamic, and it looks attractive and it looks powerful, but what's the divorce rate in that community at that level, that echelon of society? Because it ain't pretty. And a lot of those divorces, they get messy fast. They get weaponized fast. The kids become pawns in a battle between two dominant personalities. And things can just get fugly so fast. And what if there was an alternative? What if there was a different way we could look at being a high performance couple? Like one of the things I like to say, mindset mastery, peak performance relationship. And it's like, well, peak performance relationship, that kind of might sound, that's a lot of work. And it's like, really, once you get to a certain level, it's so easy to maintain because you have guidelines with your partner. And the biggest parts of that is about being open and being honest. And in a power couple, you get two individuals, they're highly successful, they're influential, they're prominent in their own right. And when they come together, as far as the public is concerned, wow, they're amplifying everything and they're so dynamic and they're making so much stuff happen. But then what's going on behind the scenes? What's going when they're not on stage, when they're not living out in the limelight? And we find out, you know, we've got celebrities that when their marriages fall apart, there's all this other side of life that's being hidden that starts to come out. And if that stuff doesn't get resolved, the fact you got divorced the first time, chances are if you don't do your work, you're going to get divorced again and sooner because you see the same patterns showing up because you're going to pick the same type of person because you haven't dealt with your own stuff first. And so that really, that idea, the power couple, status, impact, income, visibility, it's a lot of that significance and vision out to the forward, you know, facing out towards the public. That's really the power couple that I'm talking about.
So this could be literally anybody. They don't necessarily have to be in Hollywood. It's that they might be doing that whole persona, even if they're not a Hollywood couple, but they're doing it to compete with the neighbors, compete with themselves, compete with each other. And it's all competition.
It could be a pastor at a mega church. It could be the leader of a nonprofit, and they got to flex at, look what we're accomplishing. Look how hard we sacrifice. Look how hard we work. There's like, if you start to look at it and start to see it, there are seeds of some massive dysfunction. And I've been doing this enough time that when I hear certain conversations or certain statements, in my mind, it's like a washing machine that's off balance and on a spin cycle. And it does that boom, boom. And I hear these certain statements that are like these giant warning signs. And if you're not paying attention, that can be hundreds of thousands of dollars in divorce fees. It could be millions of dollars. It could be you're damaging your kids because they become cannon fodder in a battle between two, you know, angry adults essentially having a temper tantrum.
So these key phrases, are there ones that you've noticed that are like common things that you've heard couples repeat? Like, you could have five different couples, but they seem to all be saying a similar thing or even the same thing. Is there any wording that you're hearing that seems to be consistent?
It's less a specific phrase and it's more of an attitude. And it's when they're taking like these little digs at each other. And if you watch the body language, you'll see the shoulders round, you'll see the chest start to drop a little bit. And it's like that comment hurt, right? You see the kind of a disrespect or kind of a like, I know more than you. See, like you should have done it my way because I was right. And there's this constant in the pickup society, they call it negging, right? I'm going to insult you to establish dominance or power or position. By insulting you, see, I don't need you. That makes me more attractive to you. And I'm like, right. I'm too lazy to do that crap. Like, if I like you, I like you, and I'll just tell you.
Yeah. No, isn't that a simpler way? I don't know. Maybe that's a neurodivergent way of operating. It's like, I like you. You like me back. Okay, cool. No. Oh, okay, cool. Bye. Maybe that's a neurodivergent relationship.
Or just somebody who's centered and like,
that seems to be that.
I just don't want to play the game. Like, I don't need the label. It's more of just, hey, this is who I am. This is where I'm at. This is where I'm going. I'd love to have you join me. No? Oh, okay. Well, thank you for self-selecting out of my life. Fantastic. And
Yeah.
it's living in need versus want is a big part of that power play, because it's like, I need to be seen a certain way. I need to be perceived a certain way, right? So couples that get caught up in respect or disrespect, and who to put blame on and who to point fingers on, like those are cracks, right? Because if we're going to talk about power couple, kind of like the opposite is a power partnership. And that's a different animal, because you're working together with each other and there's an amplification. There's not a competition. Like with my wife, I have zero desire to compete with her, because you're amazing. That would be stupid of me to waste my resources trying to like battle with you. Help me understand where you're coming from. Cool. How can I amplify that? Because then we get where we want to go further, farther, faster. Like it's easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is a lot easier when you're working together. I know that's a crazy concept, guys, because so much of what we've been taught, whether it's things we've watched or relationships that have been, I would say, like watched on TV or relationships we've observed in our lives, observed. Can't say that word today. Interesting. I'll try. I will say that word, observed. When we observe other people, and sometimes we'll do comparisons, it's kind of human nature to compare, right? And we'll compare ourselves and go, oh, they must have a really good relationship because of A, B, and C. And it's again, we don't see anything behind those doors. So those power dynamics might be really obvious. I think of shows like this year I went back and watched all of Bewitched because I have like a thing for magic. And it's an inch, and I watch these things for dynamics of relationships. I find it fascinating. And so I'm watching it with my teenager who's going, like, this woman is magic. Why is she withholding herself to make him more comfortable? I'm like, this is an excellent question to ask. And why is he so upset about her, who she is? Like, why did he marry her if she was, if he was so upset about who she is? And it's actually fascinating to watch relationships when, we watch them as an evaluation of like what's happening in these relationships, what are people doing? What are their possible wounds? Because that's how we watch TV in our house. I don't know how you guys watch TV,
Yeah,
but that's
no,
how we watch it.
similar, yeah. Like
Yeah.
we look, the big fancy word is ecology, like sustainable and attainable. Like, yeah, you can do
Yeah.
it, but should you for and can you for the long term? And so we look at, this pattern of behavior, is that taking them where they want to go now and in the future? And it's to get my kids thinking about impact. It's not about right or wrong, but it's like this, where you said you want to go and what you're doing, is it taking you there or taking you away?
Yeah.
Because you look at the actions, look at the game, it's the actions, look at the story, what people say. Are they in alignment or are they not? Because if they're not in alignment, there's going to be more resistance, means more wasted time, means more conflict about how do we get to where we said we want to go? Because, like, you want to go to New York from Ohio, that's fantastic. If you go, east or west, west is the more interesting journey. But if you go north and south, it doesn't matter how fast a vehicle you take. North and south will never get you from Ohio to New York. That's not how the compass lines up. It's not how reality lines up. And so people chase tools and tactics and strategies, but it's like when I work with a couple, first thing is let's define what your goals are, what makes you thrive for you and for your partner individually, before we talk about how to create a win-win game. Where are you trying to go? Because if you're completely diametrically opposed and your ultimate end goals are out of alignment, there's no amount of, but if I love you enough, it'll just work out. It's like, well, but
Yeah.
if one of you wants to live in the beach and one of you wants to live in the mountains or in the city, you're going to have some conflict. So we got to define what makes you your absolute best. Then we can bridge into that of how do we make that stuff work. And that's really the true art of negotiation. Should amplify us both. It shouldn't be we forced a compromise and neither one of us is really happy about the result. But with a power couple, that's what ends up happening a lot is, well, I'll do it this time because that's what you want, but then next time we better damn well do what I want. And that tit for
Yeah.
tat keeps them at basically horse trading, which has a much older name. And neither of them feel fully fulfilled in the relationship because they're keeping track of who did what and who sacrificed more, or who scored more points, or I cooked dinner this many times, or I paid for dinner this many times. And it's this constant brinkmanship. And you very rarely get the best out of people when they're keeping score.
Yeah, you really won't. I don't think I've ever seen. I like that you said very rarely, because there may be instance where it has happened, but I don't think it happens that frequently to even note it. So even if your dynamic is not as a couple, if you're keeping score with your children, with your parents, whoever you're keeping score with, that it's not going to work. It's going to become ugly, whether it's in the short term or the long term. Eventually, it gets ugly.
Yeah, we call that transactional because it's just you're doing a job and you're getting paid, and it's an energetic payment, or it's a financial payment, or it's a when I get older, you'll do this for me. And it's like that constant strings attached makes it really difficult for people to just show up and be authentically their best selves, because what are you going to use this for? How are you going to use this against me? And so now they're forced, whether they want to or not, they're forced to have to keep distance and keep barriers for their own safety in their own space.
That's an unfortunate thing. So we're going to talk about some main five issues. We might even get to the time of looking at some more than that, issues that come up with power couples. We're going to look at that when we come back from this commercial break. Until then, join us with some music. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life. And quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email become a host at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. For those of you who are just joining us now, you might have missed the first part where you had a little introduction to Jeremy Rodruck, who's been on the show before, and this time we're having a different conversation. We're talking all about power couples and some of the dynamics that they have that are a little different. And in the last segment, we were talking about power couples, and then you also talked about how power relationships can be a little bit different, where you can be more empowered by the sounds of it rather than being in a power struggle. So, Jeremy, what are some of the things that when you've been working with couples over the last 28 years, have you come? It's wild because I love when I tell people how long I've been working and they look at me like, did you start when you were in diapers? And I'm like, sure I did, sure I did.
Of course.
No, I just age fabulously.
Yeah.
So when you started off in diapers, what were some of the people you were working with? Like, what were some of the main things that you noticed with power couples?
The biggest issue I see is people actually saying and owning what they want. Because you ask them, like, what would make you thrive? What would make you delighted? And I've got a criteria. I've got five areas that we answer that in. And the level of squirm, because Is it reasonable? Is it possible? Do I deserve it? Will they provide it? Like, there's all mechanisms that come up. And it's like, excuse me, I didn't ask any of those things. I only asked if we could wave a magic wand and you have it all your way, how would you have it be? And we talk about five specific areas, but it's just what would absolutely delight you? Write them down. And it's the weirdest thing because it's like people squirm. Even parents, you know, they tell their kids, don't run. I'm like, is that what you want? You want your kid to don't run? Because I'll start sprinting. And that's not running, that's sprinting. It's demonstrably different. And it's like, oh, you
It
want them to walk. You got to ask what you want then. Say that.
is.
Like, right? And so that's like one of the first things is just if you could thrive. Well, they'll never do it. I'm sorry, that wasn't the question. Let me ask it again. Just if you had it all your way in a perfect world, perfect relationship, how would you have it be? What would delight you and make you show up the absolute best and most powerful? Not worry about anybody else, not worry about if and will and when and could and should and all, none of that stuff. Just if you had it your way, what would you want? And so many people struggle with actually saying, this is what I want if I had it all my way. And so that's like one of the most powerful things because if you don't know or you can't say what you truly want, then how can your partner ever give it to you? Right? They're playing this mind reading game of, well, I'm just going to throw a bunch of stuff against the wall and see what sticks. And I hope they don't get too mad at me for guessing. And well, if you love me enough, you would know.
Yes, it's that. What is that, right? If, well, they've been with me forever, they should know. Well, they don't. So let's be clear. And guess what? You have communication. Whether you don't, if you don't have verbal communication, you might have sign language, you might have written communication. There's always a form of communication that you can use, guys. No, that you can actually use to communicate what your desires are,
And
what you
that
actually would like.
you threw out the most important word, should. I'm sorry, that's not reality, that's a rule. Should always equals rules, right? There's only two places you can live. You can live in the land of is called reality, or you can live in the land of should, right? And that's, I say that to men and women because guys will be like, oh, well, she should just be more reasonable. She should be more rational. I'm like, dude, you married a horse of freaking nature. You better just get a saddle and learn to ride the wave, right? Because that's who she is. Well, she should be a mature adult. I'm sorry. Who says your definition of mature adult is the only definition of mature adult? And you can live in the shoulds. How's that working for you? Because if you're getting your result, then we wouldn't be talking. So, do you want to get your results or do you want to be right? And that's, we got to break us up of that habit of should and go to, well, here's what I want. Here's what I need. Here's what I would prefer. Cool. Own that. Now, partner, they're claiming where they're at. Where are you at? And do you want to meet them there? What's getting in the way of that? Let's clear that up because I don't think the two of you got into a relationship for politics and drama and withholding and manipulation. I mean, just quick show of hands. Is that what you wanted? Is that why you guys got together? It was, oh man,
Might
I'm
have
going to get
been.
manipulated. Is that,
Might
no?
have
Oh.
been some like hidden BDSM. There could have been some dom sub stuff going on
Oh,
as a
sure.
subtext that they weren't aware
Safe,
that they
safe,
were
sane,
getting into,
consensual, and
right?
always have a safe word. Like,
That's right.
that's fantastic.
Always, right?
That's fantastic.
Which is great. And if that, and so if that is your, if that is actually what's going on for you, utilize it in your relationship. Make it sexy.
100%.
But don't use it for warfare.
No. And that's the whole concept, right? Is because that ability to accept your partner and accept where you both are, it transforms everything. Right. So that's one of the first things is just not being able to claim what it is you want. Another big problem is what I call, if we're going to be nice about it, we say dueling providers, right? Is you get two people who both have an idea of what needs to happen. They're both going to provide that. If we're going to be more just direct, you get two people banging dicks over who's in charge and who's going to do whatever the thing is. And so you just get the bam, 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 bam. And it's like, calm it down. Who should be doing this particular thing? Who's the best person for it? Or who's the biggest impact, the most valuable, the most natural? The best person for the task should do the task, or the person that cares more should do the task, right? And give a quick example on that is I separate out the laundry. We have underwear, we have workout clothes, we have lights, and we have colors. And then sometimes towels, because like heavy duty stuff. So four to five different things. And my wife is like, nah, screw it. Just put it all in, wash it. It's fine. It all comes out clean. And I'm like, no, you can't do that because the fabric wears out and the thickness. And she's like, well, it sounds like you're the king of laundry. And I said, well, it sounds like I am, because it matters to me more. And it's not about who's better at it. It matters to me more. I'm peeing on the laundry. It's all mine now. But if I travel, she's got to do some laundry, then she's going to do it her way. And I'm not allowed to complain. And I'm like, fine. But then if it doesn't smell the way you would like, and I'm not there to do it, you don't get to complain. And she's like, fine. And so we both have those clear guidelines and we're playful about it with each other because I'm the king of laundry. And that's the idea
Yeah, and you
is
know you're what you're good at.
yeah. So it's like we don't need to bang into each other and argue, because when that happens, I'm trying to produce a result, you're getting in the way and you're fucking up my stuff and rah! And whether that's laundry or it's cooking or it's entertaining or it's business or it's child rearing or whatever, once you have somebody who is 100% committed to the result and accountable, they oftentimes become very inflexible. And that's where we've got to be able to shake the framework up, loosen up with each other, get playful again. I love you. You're fantastic. You're so powerful. You're so dynamic on this. You're going so fast, I can't keep up. I'd love to be a participant in our life together. Can we slow this down just a second and get back on the same page? Like being able to get permission and retool rather than you never listen to me, you never care about anything that I say. And now we're associating into our wound and we're creating
Yeah,
more
you
distance in a
never.
painful way.
Blame. Yeah. The blame and the shame and the finger pointing. Yeah. It's always good to do some self check-in when you notice your brain going on those in those directions of it's so and so's fault, it's this, it's that, you're wrong, and okay,
Well, I've
redirect, like
found,
redirect and check, self check.
well, the fault, the blame, the guilt, the shame, and unwinnable games, any of those five things, that's like I have yet to find where it's not the case. But in my experience, it is always a child wound that's unresolved.
Yes,
Because once we've integrated that
definitely.
stuff, our inner child is safe, we're playful, and we're able to own our impact or own our side of the conversation. And there's not that need for finger pointing, because that's ultimately a desire for safety. That, well, I have to assign the blame somewhere. I have to push it away, or I have to take it on and beat myself so I learn my lesson. But it's like we could just not do neither of those. We could just take ownership and we could be playful about it and say, oh, thanks for telling me. And then we can learn and grow together. What a concept. And that's more on the power partner side, because I'm in this with you to win, not battle, not shame, not I've got to flex and become unassailable. Great. Have a relationship with yourself. See ya. Why am I here?
It's so simple, but it's complex, right? That's the beauty of when you're actually working on yourself, it's a reflection. That inner work reflects outerwards with all of your relationships. It's not just the power couple dynamic. It will have a reflection on with your children, with your family in general, with your colleagues, with your friends. Your dynamics will change. And the weirdest thing is you actually become really likable. Like, I actually was not very likable as a human being. It's not, I mean, a lot of people still don't like me, which is cool. And it's
They're
what
lying.
it is, right? But what I used to do was try and weave myself into these, or, you know, try and find a way to like make other people comfortable being around me. It was exhausting for one. And then it never worked because I could never really be myself. So how could they even like me? Because I didn't like me. So, you know, a lot of therapy and coaching
Well, and you've also got this
and body
unconscious
work and
tension
everything
everywhere you go.
integrated.
You've
Yeah.
got this unconscious tension that they feel, and it just makes them kind of lean back. And I don't know, there's just something, I don't know, but there's just something I just don't feel like I can relax.
Yeah.
I was the same way.
So you just get more likable, guys. And so I have a lot of people ask me this like particular question because I do work with a whole range of people in terms of like couples and sometimes just solo people looking to date. And a lot of times the question is like, I don't know why like I go on dates and why it doesn't work. And I'm like, hey, so when you're going out, what's your like air and attitude that you're putting on? Have you already decided this person sucks and that it's going to be a failure? Have you decided to mask yourself so that you can't fully show up as you? Like, what are you choosing to show up as that you're creating failure after failure after failure in your eyes. I mean, to me, it's all experimental. You're just going on a date and you're experimenting and exploring. But people will regard it as like, I failed. You didn't fail, you experimented. And what did you learn from your experiment?
Yeah, you got feedback. What are you going to do with it? Utilize it. Don't keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. Like, I keep banging my head against the wall. It doesn't work. Well, yeah, that's why they have doors.
So, exactly. So we're going to head to our next commercial break because time flies when you're having fun with Jeremy. So you're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Interested in masturbating for money, copulating for consciousness, and pleasuring on purpose? 21 Days of Sexual Magicism with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic is an exploration of tools, processes, and actions that you can use to create more for your life, your body, your money inflows, and so much more. Graduated learning for all levels of interest. Learn at your own pace via video classes or join the yearly live class. Take a peek at www.MilicaJelinic.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we are having a fun conversation all about power couples. And even if you don't look at yourself as being in a power couple, some of the dynamics we've been talking about might be ones that when you hear them, you go, oh, that's me. And you know what, then that's something to definitely look at. And one of the things you can do is give Jeremy a little booking, 15-minute booking. Can you let them know for the different streaming services that don't have any show descriptions, can you let people know how they can get a hold of you so they can book a 15-minute session with you?
Yeah, absolutely. The easiest thing is find me on Facebook. I'm literally the only Jeremy Rodruck online, so I am not shy. I'm very simple to find. If you go to leadlikeaking.com/virtualcoffee is another place you can go grab 15 minutes. That one books into my calendar. And, you know, I like to do 15 minutes with people and usually it goes a little longer, but it's really just where you at, what's going on, because maybe you just need a DIY. Maybe you need a podcast or a book. Maybe there is a concept you haven't heard before. And if that's all you need, sweet. And if you're teetering on the edge of a relationship that's failing and your self-worth is driving into the pavement and you're not getting traction anywhere, then definitely we need to grab some time to talk, because rebuilding all of that, it's all BS. It's all belief systems. And it's really up to you, the story of what's going on and how it impacts you. I literally had a call this past week with someone who started it with, I think my marriage is over. And by the end, no, actually, we're just going to do some coaching and shore up some things, because they're having regular sex. They are in good communication. There's some friction points and there's some polarity issues, but like neither of them are weaponized. Neither of them are manipulative or conniving or damaging each other. There's not disrespect, but he just feels so out of power in the current moment. It's like, cool. So that's good to know where you are. Now, where do you want to be? And then let's build things to get you there, because it's really, in my world, everything is a solvable situation as long as the other person wants to win with you. As long as they're willing to be open, amazing things can happen, and often very quickly.
Yeah, I think that's the key, right? Being open and willing. And it's the idea that when you're having your partner's back, you're actually having your own as well. It's mutual. And when you're having your own, you're having your partner's back. So I think a lot of people are like, well, you don't have my back. It's like, well, have yours, you'll have theirs, vice versa. Just you're on each other's team, guys. Like, you're not there to try and maybe you are. Maybe you're in a relationship that you're intentionally trying to be harmful. That's your business. And that if that's your fun, that's your fun. And if you're in a relationship and that doesn't work for you and you would like to find a way to either heal you and, you know, get some coaching so that you can feel stronger and either move forward, or you want to move forward and move out, whatever you want to do, remember to give Jeremy a little ring-a-ding and get on that call, because you're allowed. You know what? I think that's so key, is like, you're actually allowed to make that call. He's really cool with that. Like, you don't have to be like, I don't know if he can or not. Yeah, just give him a call.
Yeah, that's actually part of the conversation I had with the guy that ended up working with me. He's done coaching with several other people, and sometimes people that coach, they get enmeshed in the story, and then they argue for their comfort zone versus what is. I don't care who's right. I care what's right. And let's try to get to as objective an impact as we can, because, you know, you mentioned somebody and it's their fun to hurt their partner. That's rarely sustainable. If it's not a win-win, it will fail at some point, whether it's a intimate relationship, a parenting relationship, a business relationship, geopolitics, religion, anything that's not mutually beneficial, ultimately will play itself out and collapse if you give it enough time. And so, like, that whole need to be right, it's like, actually, no, I want to know what is right. And if I'm in the wrong, like, one of the covenants I make with my wife and I make with my clients is I'll never say I'm right and I'll never say you're wrong, but I will say when I'm right and I will say, or I'm sorry, I will say when you're right and I will say when I'm wrong. Like, I'll take ownership of that, because I don't know that I'm right. I just have a perspective based on years of experience and training and blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to give you the same tools that I'm using, and you can use that stuff right back at me and crack something open. Oh my God, thank you. Like, yeah, I'm accountable too. Sweet.
Yeah. It is a gift to have somebody who is willing to be that level of presence with you, where they're willing to call you out and you're okay with it. Not only okay with it, you're like, bring it. I actually would like to grow as a person and become more present.
Yeah,
it's a gift. It's truly a gift. So I think a lot of times what can happen is things can sound like criticisms, and it depends on who's delivering it and the language that it's being used and the intonations and the energy behind it. It sometimes is a criticism and it sometimes is a judgment, but it's always good too to just stop and check. Was it that, or are they just pointing out something that's so obvious to them that you've missed? And right. Now it's time for you to acknowledge it.
Yeah. And I throw a framework on that with people, which is just add the phrase "for me," whatever they're criticizing or giving you feedback on, or, you know, that was, you were rude for me. You were inconsiderate for me. Like, all they're doing is giving you their feedback on their perspective and their rules and their reality. That's it. Because your behavior is not about your behavior. It's about what your behavior meant to them. Because there may be a context where that behavior was totally fine or it was totally fun. Like, Autumn and I, one holiday, we were making food for the family and we had extended family, and her Oma, which is her dad's mom, heard us, and we're just talking trash and being silly. And she's like, "Oh, you are so nasty with each other." And we looked, And we just busted up laughing because we knew what we were doing and we're just goofing around and like none of this is being taken to heart. But she's so like soft and cuddly, and Opa has like protected her whole life and provided for her whole life. And she's just a different woman than my wife, which is good because I didn't marry Oma. I married my wife because she's the right sparkiness and playfulness and tete-a-tete. Like, I love that. Like, I love that bring it, that warrior go back at me and take shots too. Like, that's fun because it's done from a loving place and an accepting place, not a judgmental place.
And being a kung fu master, it's sometimes you just want to have a little fun sparring. It's just good practice.
Yeah. It's just energy. It's just energy. It's
just
not
fun. Yeah. It's just playful.
Yeah.
So I think that is where a lot of things get lost, right? Like there's a lot of play that gets lost. And we talked about that on the last show you were on with me as well. We were talking about the inner child and being playful and bringing not just the inner child, but bringing the king to it as well. Like being able to be strong in yourself and bring the playfulness and bring the confidence and bring all these things. We have all of these things. Is that somewhere we tucked them away and decided that something else was more valuable? So if this particular aspect of my personality is more valuable to show up right now, because then I'll be right, I'm going to bring that to the table because that's what I think is valuable. When you could go, you know what would be more fun to bring to the table? Something really playful and something that's more open and something that would create a conversation in a different direction that might actually create an opening and a change that's really valuable to this relationship. Wow, what a concept, right? So that playfulness, I think, is such an important thing. And I think it's one of the things that with most people that I talk to, whether it's for their healing, for their health, or whether it's relationship healing, that is one of the things that I find is most lost in people. And it's one of the critical things for actually healing traumas and stresses is play. And that has been documented across the board through lots of different people who do trauma therapy and do trauma research. So, you know, if you've had traumatic experiences in your relationships, if you've had stresses in your relationships, bringing play to the picture and being playful, like having silly conversations that only you and your wife get, and everybody knows this is playful. Like my husband and I have this ridiculous thing where we say, he'll say something, he's like, oh, look, there's oranges. And I'll be like, you're my oranges. And he's like, no, you're my oranges. Like we say silly things like that to each other, to the point where, so my husband's in construction, and this is one of my favorite stories. Like he just did this recently. He's working on a job, and the place where he was working, the guy was washing something with the sponge. And he's like, hey, my husband asked the guy, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm just sponging something off. And my husband almost, and he stopped himself because he's so used to having that playful banter with me. He almost said, well, I'm going to sponge you off. And he's like, I didn't say it, but I almost did.
I'm like, thought it. Good job. that right there is an example of our couple, because it's like we are with each other to amplify each other and play with each other and support each other. I get you. And if there's one place that you'd be safe, and you know, I'd say this all the time for men, raw, real, open, and honest. If you have a person you can be raw, real, open, honest with, you have such a joyful place to go because you can say the things you need to say, even if they scare you, and you have somebody who's there. It's not about them, and that's the power couple. It's like, well, what does this make me look like, or what does this make, you know, what's the optics on this, or what's the whatever? They get into this big ass story versus, tell me more. Let me help me understand more. Like they want to expand you and amplify you in all the best ways possible. And it's not a competition, it's a cooperation. And that playful banter is absolutely the hallmark of a power partnership, not a power couple. Because power couples, there's like glee. And it's like, it's like I screwed you over. I got advantage of you. And there's like this zing and this need to like stab that. Power couple or power partners don't do that game. Like it hurts to zing over the other person. It's like, oh, that, ouch, that wasn't okay.
Yeah, you feel it in yourself for sure. And I think it's the, so the relationship with my husband is probably the first relationship that I've had. I think that wasn't like that. And I've had a lot of relationships I've gotten around in my life. And And a lot of them were power dynamics, like who's more right? I'm more right. I was always more right, by the way. Like, of course I was more right. And there was like no room for anybody else's, even their perspective on God wasn't acceptable. Like none of it. No, it's my way or get out of here. And I was like, wow, how did anybody ever? And so apologies to all of you guys. And I've apologized many times in case, and some of them actually listen to the show. And I'm like, okay, guys, I'm just apologizing. I was an ass, total ass. And if I harmed you in any way, that sucks. And I'm sorry. So with my husband, his approach was so very different with me. He just had like this infinite patience with my insanities. And he would just go, so are you done having a huff now? And I'd be like, yeah, I am. He's like, okay, cool. Let's move on. I'm like, who are you? Where did you come from?
Yeah. I refuse to give you, it's like, you can't disrespect me without my permission. You can just tell me where you are.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's like, once you have that power back inside yourself, it becomes invisible and you never consider it because you're just like, oh, I mean, I guess I could have been disrespected. Okay. I mean, one time my wife got mad about something and threw a banana at me and I laughed and I'm like, obviously you want more of my attention. Tell me more. Thank you for not throwing a knife because we were in the kitchen. And thank you for not throwing a child because there were kids nearby. But it's like that willingness to just, you're the most coolest person I've ever met and I want to know what's going on and you're upset about something. Well, then that matters to me too. And I'm on board. I'm going to help you push the car off the side of the road if that's what we need to do, or push it down the ravine if that's what we need to do. Help me understand. And that guys don't understand how much that opens up space inside the feminine to just, what? Like, no, you're not crazy. You believe what you believe and you feel what you feel. Cool. Help me understand. Give me more. And it's like, oh, wow. And it opens up so much because like, no, I'm not judging you. I have no need to judge you. I have no need to be right in this. You're amazing. I just want to understand more. That's all.
Yeah, it's such a gift. So for those of you listening, for everything that Jeremy was just saying about being that gift to allow somebody to open up, it not only does it help your relationship, it helps regulate your partner's nervous system. It actually is a healing tool for them as well. So you're looking at this from, it's going to affect so many things for them if you can just be that. And you can, you all have the capacity to be. And if you need the tools and training and coaching to do that, you need to connect with Jeremy for that, for sure. And we're going to head to our last commercial break. And then we've got like 5 minutes after that. So we're going to wrap her up like a good present. So we're going to head to our commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You could also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we've been talking about some of the foundational things that you need to have in place for a relationship, especially if you're in a power couple situation, to go from a power couple to a power relationship where you feel empowered in the relationship and you actually enjoy your partner, you know, and you're like, look forward to seeing them and being around them. It's such a while instead of, oh my God, they're coming home from work. Oh my God. Oh, what do I have to say now? Oh, I'm going to put on this face. And yeah. So, and that can happen. And if you're in a place where you're not feeling seen or heard or acknowledged by your partner, and you would like to find some tools on how to work with, get some assistance on how to do that, definitely connect with Jeremy. And guys, don't be afraid. Just go to his booking link, book the time. If he's got time available on his calendar, that means he's able to do this with you. So don't be shy. I know I feel like I'm like reiterating, but I can't tell you how often people will say to me, well, I know you're busy. Well, yes, I am. And guess what? If my schedule has a space available and you have asked me for that time and you're showing up, I'm there for you. That's how I operate. So if Jeremy's got the space available, that means it's available. Just choose it. Like, you got absolutely nothing to lose. You might gain a whole lot of sense of yourself. You might have a better relationship. I'd probably tell you, you will have a better relationship, because I've been watching this guy for about 6 or 7 months now, with the things he posts on social media and the show that he did with me and all the things that he offers people for his wisdom and all the different perspectives he's, you know, gleaned information from over the years, has brought like a really well-rounded approach to coaching. So I think you guys could really, everybody could benefit from it. And I think what a great opportunity to be able to do that. And you get like Jeremy for 15 minutes. What a blessing. So guys, just say yes. Okay, we got 5 minutes left, and we actually have like 4 minutes left, but I would love to do a little summary of some of the things that maybe, if you felt we missed anything, that we probably missed a lot of things. There's probably a lot to say, but if there's anything that comes top of mind that you would really like people to know about before we skip off.
The biggest thing when we're talking about today, yeah, with this idea of power couple versus power partner, power partnership is something intimate. It's something just for the two of you. The world can go and pound sand. Power couples are caught up in the trappings, what would the neighbors say? It's a lot of external focus, and it's having the right look and the right packaging and the right positioning. But a lot of the core fundamentals that make a relationship fun and playful and sexy and exciting are just not there, or they're rotten or crumbled, or it's all weaponized and it's all transactional. So if you want to have a relationship that really is a safe harbor, and, you know, Natasha Bedingtonhas a great song, I Got a Pocket Full of Sunshine, right? I got a love that I know is all mine. It's like, that song is such a beautiful frame for an intimate relationship of just, I got this person who thinks the sun shines out my ass 24/7. And I know it shines out theirs 24/7. And to feel that it's such an amazing thing if you've never had it, because so many people are stuck in transactional relationships, and it is, you know, shit, shower, shave, and we got to get the day done, and we got to run the numbers, and it's just everything they can do to make it through to get to sleep tonight, because then, well, maybe on the weekend we can have some fun, maybe this summer we can have some fun, and everything is this constant benchmarking and pushing off versus every dinner. What was your magic moment? What was amazing today? And you're celebrating and you're juicy and you're playful and you're raising kids in that environment, because the kids, they start to have that standard and like, no, if it's not amazing, it doesn't delight my soul, I'm not doing it. If I don't have a partner who's going to chase me to the gates of hell and beyond playfully and laughing, I'm not going to do it. That's how we make the world a better place, right? It's not fighting darkness. It's being so full of love and so full of light in your own life. There's no room for darkness around you or inside you, because you're just so grateful for where you're at now, for all the dumb things you did in the past. And so the invitation for this whole power couple versus power partnership, if we had more couples that were really power partners with each other, that's how we begin to heal the world. And we get out of all the politics, all the manipulations, all the price gouging that's going on everywhere, all the violence. It's so simple, but it's just learn how to love more and learn how to appreciate more.
So important. And find out what that love, like when we say love more, it's also knowing what that means to your partner. Like, what does that, and we've talked a lot about the five love languages on the show and different ways to understand, like, what is your partner asking for with love? If they're saying to you, you never take out the garbage, well, what they're saying is they would like an act of service. Take out the garbage and see how your life changes. Know that you're doing it from a place of love and that you're gifting them love by doing that. I know it sounds crazy, but it actually works. So I am so grateful for you coming on the show and sharing your
Thank you for listening to The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. The Pleasure Zone returns next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.